Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Some form of justice expected to be handed down today in the trial of the man accused of killing a Buffalo woman and her 17-month-old grandson on Grape Street in the summer of 2018. Joining us on the line right now is Erie County District Attorney John Flynn to talk about it. John, thanks for joining us this morning. Before we get into this, I want to just start with what you are asking for in this and what you are hoping the verdict will be, what the sentence might be following if it is indeed a guilty verdict.
Well, I'm hoping that Kiana Austin is found guilty for the murder of two people, a 54-year-old grandmother and her 17-month-old grandson, back in July of 2018. Mr. Austin is charged with basically two different theories of murder. He's charged with intentional murder, and he's charged with depraved indifference. Depraved indifference being that he basically, along with others, shot into a crowd of people and had no regard, total disregard for human life by doing that. So I'm hopeful, Brian, that we see justice today. This was not a slam dunk case, though. I don't have an eyewitness to the crime. I had an eyewitness who is now in Las Vegas who refused to come testify. I have no murder weapon. I believe I know what the murder weapon is, but I don't have a weapon that actually gives me DNA and gun evidence at the scene of the crime. It's a circumstantial evidence case. It was a difficult case, but obviously we all want to see justice done here.
John, this verdict is going to be handed down by a judge. Is that atypical in a case like this? So why not a jury?
Well, the defense attorney has the right to ask for a judge alone. It's not done very often. We see it done once in a while here in the building, but not a lot of times in a murder case. And again, it all depends on the strategy that the defense attorney wants to deploy here. I can't speak for the defense attorney, but there's a theory out there that this is such a horrific crime, especially a 17-month-old baby here, that you may have a pool of people here who are just so outraged by a 17-month-old getting killed that they won't look at the exact facts of the case and look at the evidence and follow the law. And when you have a professional judge doing that, you take away that emotion to a certain extent.
John, how difficult is it for you? I've heard you say over and over again that others were involved. You just never got the right tips to get them.
Correct. We believe that there are multiple shooters. We know there are, Susan, because there's multiple gun casings that were found at the scene from different guns. So we know that there was multiple shots fired from multiple different people. It's frustrating that we more people can't come forward here to tell us who else is involved. Now, there were two extremely heroic individuals who did come forward in this case, though. Two women, the defendant's girlfriend, she came forward and testified. There was another woman who was not a witness to the actual shooting, but she was with the defendant approximately a week later and overheard allegedly admissions that he made, and she came forward. She came forward to the tip line and called the Buffalo police. case. So there were two heroic individuals here who did call the Buffalo Police Department, did come forward, did take the witness stand, and testified against the defendant. So, you know, while that is obviously encouraging to me, what's not encouraging is that I believe that other people do know what happened, other people do know who was involved, and they're not coming forward.
You know, in the days and weeks after this incident took place, there was a public outcry for people to come forward, for people to be more involved in helping your office and helping police solve crimes. Has this one incident in particular helped to change at all attitudes in the city of Buffalo, in Western New York, about giving information that might help? Have you noticed an impact in other cases that you've working on that you've been working on ever since this shooting?
Yes, I definitely believe, Brian, that it's helped. I definitely believe that the moral outrage that occurred, in the days and weeks following this, with community leaders across the city of Buffalo imploring people that enough is enough to come forward. And I've seen, there's always going to be out there in certain elements and amongst certain groups of people this no snitch mentality. But there's also a mentality of enough is enough. And I believe that the enough is enough mentality is overcoming the no snitch mentality. And I've seen in numerous cases that I've had in the past year and a half here, I've seen more and more people willing to come forward. Now, again, it's not perfect. I have a lot of cases where people still are not coming forward. But it's getting better. And again, the message just has to get out in the community that, we need to take our streets back. We need to have neighborhoods and streets where children can come out and play. Senior citizens can walk to the store without worried about getting shot or mugged. And that's happening throughout the city of Buffalo.
What about getting Kenyatta Austin to talk? I'm sure you've tried that. What was there just... You couldn't give him a deal, that kind of thing?
Obviously, Susan, a defendant has the right to remain silent, that is a constitutional right. And, Mr. Austin is putting forth a defense that he's not guilty. He had an alibi, not a very good alibi, quite frankly. He didn't testify, but, his defense is that he was in Niagara Falls at the time of the shooting. We know that's not true because we have a cell phone records from his phone that show that he was in the area of the Fruit Belt at the time of the shooting. We also have his girlfriend had a rental car that he was driving, and we have the Easy Pass going back and forth from across Grand Island there. So we know he wasn't in Niagara Falls, but he maintains that. But and again, he's got a right to remain silent and maintain an alibi, but obviously I don't believe him.
All right. Well, we are eagerly awaiting to find out what happens later today. John, thank you so much for the time. That's John Flynn, Erie County District Attorney.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.